Rolling with Nick Cannon on New York's new hit music channel, 92.3 Now.
Rolling with me this morning is a hero, a local hero and a national hero, a gentleman by the name of Dwayne Jackson. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great now that I'm on the phone with you. I mean, for the people who don't know, Mr. Jackson is the T-shirt vendor who spotted the Nissan Pathfinder in Times Square and alerted the authorities. And now he's actually a two-time hero because he's also a Vietnam vet. Mr. Jackson, has your life changed since all of this?
Well, absolutely, Nick. First of all, it's glad to meet you. My son, who's on the other line, is a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
I just went over to the van not knowing what was inside. Was curious because I've been, you know, on that street for 13 years, and any time a car or something is blocking traffic or, the buses can't turn, we always, you know, say, hey, you know, move up the car, move out of the way or whatever. And when I went to the car and saw that there was no one in there, the car was running, the flashing lights were on, and, just kind of my antennas went up at that point. And I looked around to see if I saw anybody, you know, maybe waiting to pick up somebody or running into the bank or whatever. And when that didn't happen and the police officers showed up, you know, they were asking me, whose car is it? And I said, I don't know. I don't know who got out of it. And, a couple of the local cops were there that I've known. You know, we started looking inside the car with a flashlight. And, you know, the windows were dark in the back, so we couldn't see into it. And, gosh, about 2-3 minutes after that whole incident, that's when the first signs of smoke started coming from the back of the car.
Wow. So you noticed it even before, like, there was smoke or anything like that, your antennas went up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We thank you for being so intuitive and all of that stuff. So I heard that, you got a call from the president, correct?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it was really funny because a couple of detectives had came up to me on 45th Street and said they wanted me to come downtown to take a look at some pictures. And I said, fine. I got in the car. We went downtown, and we went into a kind of a nondescript building and went up to the second floor. And then the head of the New York FBI office came out and said, Dwayne, we kind of brought you down here on false pretense. Actually, the president would like to talk to you.
Wow. So how was that?
Oh, it was absolutely great. I set up, and the president, of course, thanked me for my vigilance and, reacting to the incident. And if it would have went off, the damage, the collateral damage, and certainly, I mean, I was 8 feet from the car, so it could have been a lot worse. But he said that, all New Yorkers are grateful. He is certainly grateful, and the nation is grateful. And I was just thrown back and very humble that the president would take time out of his schedule to give me a phone call.
So we got to let everybody know where exactly is your stand located so they can come buy a watch or something for you. Where are you located every
day? I'm at the corner of 45th and Broadway, right by the Marriott Marquis, right there on the corner. I've been there for 13 years. I usually work there 6 days a week. I'll continue to work there and do what I do. And the other times I'm with my son who's at, you know, lacrosse practice and the different activities he does. And like I said, he's a big fan and he just wants to say hello to you, Nick.
Absolutely. Anytime. You know, matter of fact, I might even have to, I work in the Viacom building at 1515 Broadway.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've seen you going in there a number of times through the little alleyway back there.
Yeah.
By the Lion King.
Yeah, is that so? I might have to come holler at you. And I mean, I definitely want to holler at Dwayne Jr. But again, we want to thank you for being such a local hero and honor you. And we do a thing here called Cannon's Heroes. So we're going to hit you with a plaque and all of that good stuff. But man, you are a friend of the show. And now we consider family, Mr. Jackson.
Well, thank you, Nick. I appreciate it so much. And like I said, my son is a big fan. When I told him we got a call from you, he was so excited. And I thank you for, you know, giving me this opportunity to share with your listeners that, we should all be mindful of our surroundings here in the Big Apple.
Absolutely.
Because you never know. And as I've told people countless times over the last 48 hours, don't take anything for granted. If you see something, call somebody. Go to, you know, your local police department, or if you see an officer, because, hey, you know, we're all in this together.
Absolutely. And we thank you so much. Thank you for your just everything that you've done, being a hero. And I thank you for rolling with me.
Thank you, Nick.
New York's new hit music channel. 92.3 now.